Defense attorneys plan to call two more witnesses before winding up their case in the trial of Ku Klux Klan member Edgar Ray Killen. The 80-year-old Killen is facing state charges of masterminding the 1964 murder of three civil rights workers in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Killen faced federal charges in 1967, but an all-white jury failed to reach a verdict. On Saturday, Attorney General Jim Hood said prosecutors would ask the judge to allow the jury to consider the lesser charges of manslaughter. Darlene Glanton is national correspondent for the Chicago Tribune and has been covering the trial. Thanks for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. Talk to me about what we're hearing now from Jim Hood and what this means to the case.
Thanks for having me, Ed. Well, basically, there was testimony over the weekend in which a former Klansman, through a transcript actually, said that what Killen actually said was, "We need their rear ends tore up," which basically says, you know, go out there and rough them up a bit. So what this will do will give the prosecution an opportunity to ask the jurors to not necessarily decide whether he intended to have the young man killed. As far as the amount of time you will spend in jail, it really doesn't make that much difference. There's a 20-year maximum sentence on each count, which means another 60 years, and the defendant is 80 years old, so it will all probably come out to be the same.
Let me ask you this. What's the makeup of this jury?
There are four African-Americans on the jury and 13 whites that make up a 12-member jury pool plus five alternates. At this point, we don't know who the alternates are and who the jurors are who will be deciding the case. The judge has not made that known.
We keep hearing the word closure for Philadelphia, Mississippi. What if, Darlene, we find that he is not found guilty? What does that do for this city?
It would be terrible for this community. This is a community that has been living under the shadow of this terrible crime for 41 years. And everybody is hoping that there will be some conclusion at this point. It is unlikely that the jury will not be able to reach a verdict on this. This is a pretty much young to middle-aged jury. Many of them were not around when this murder happened. And this is the kind of thing that people still feel very uncomfortable talking about in this community. Race relations is just not something people talk about openly. So hopefully, you know, they will be able to put this to rest one way or the other, is what people are mostly thinking.
All right. Darlene Glanton is national correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. She's based in Atlanta. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.